In my own native field two fountains run, all desolate and naked to the sun. The foul destroyer's hand hath reft their sides of every tree that hid and beautified. Their shallow waters in delightful clumps that sunburnt now over pebbles skips and jumps. One where stone quarries in its hills is broke, still keeps its ancient pastoral name, Round Oak. Although one little solitary tree is all that's left of its old pedigree, the other more deformed creeps down the dell, scarcely the shade of what was once East Well. While the elm groves that groaned beneath no tax have paid their tribute to the lawless axe, and the old rooks that waited other springs have fled to stranger scenes on startled wings. The place all lonely and all naked lies, and Eastwell springs in changes, symphonies, boils up its sand unnoticed and alone to all its former happiness unknown. Its glory gone, its Sunday pastimes over, the haunt of shepherds and of maids no more, where nuts and cakes and fruits in times of old on Sundays like a holiday was sold. And on its little grass besides displayed by shepherds bought as gifts for simpering maid, who underneath the hawthorn's pleasant green repaid the purchase by a kiss unseen. The passer-by unheeding tramples on, nor heeds the spring, nor trees, nor bushes gone, while the stray poet's memory haunts the spot, like a friend's features time hath nigh forgot. The fountain marred, the scenes destroyed and changed, so in life's apathy our friends estranged, as strangers meet and pass to each unknown, time leads their interests different and alone, as naked Round Oak, desolate East Well, over other days a winter's blight hath fell.